This is Bill Wills with Michael Diemer of the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Well, let's congratulate him. Big announcement last week. Well-deserved, I think. Michael has been named president, CEO of the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Michael, you're a passionate guy for this town. You're a humble guy, but just take a moment and talk about this. Some congratulations. This is a wonderful recognition of your work. Professionally, a great appointment and a promotion. Congratulations, Michael.
Bill, I really appreciate it, and I'm grateful to the Board of Directors of Downtown Cleveland Alliance for entrusting me with this responsibility at such a pivotal time, both for downtown and the organization. For the organization, you know, our founding president, CEO of 15 years, just retired earlier this year, so this is an important new chapter in the history of our organization. But I think even more importantly, this is a pivotal time for downtown Cleveland. The last year has been incredibly challenging for all of us. Downtowns that thrive on people and energy found it especially challenging, and we're excited about, you know, being able to welcome workers and visitors back into downtown. And as we do that, one of the things we know we have to do is to continue to ensure the clean, safe, and welcoming environment that people have come to expect from downtown Cleveland. Our ambassadors, who are on the job 7 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, creating that clean, safe, welcoming experience, are an essential part of that. And we know with more workers, more visitors coming back in quickly, we need to ramp up our services as quickly as possible, so we're ready. And in order to do that, we announced earlier this week that we're increasing the hourly starting wage for ambassadors to $14 an hour. These are jobs that also include health benefits and a real opportunity to have a big impact on downtown Cleveland in the entire community. So we think this is going to be a great opportunity, not just for us to accelerate downtown's recovery, but really create some great impactful employment opportunities for folks in the city of Cleveland.
Michael, when it comes to events, big weekend coming up in our town, and we get to talk about it when it comes to downtown and lighting up the lake. So talk about that some. This is really a premier fireworks show, isn't it?
It is. It's such an important part of the downtown experience, an important part of our community's celebrations. And we talk all the time about how one of the things that makes downtown special is the experiences that we create for the people who work, live, and play in downtown. And Light Up the Lake, the annual fireworks display, is a big piece of that. And to be able to do it this year after not being able to do the fireworks display last year is very exciting. We're grateful to our sponsors, Minutemen, for making this possible this year and allowing us the opportunity to come together as a community and celebrate. It all happens on July 4th, as it does every year. The fireworks go off at dusk right at the mouth of the Cuyahoga River. Great vantage points to watch at the Flats East Bank, the Flats West Bank, Voinovich Park and North Coast Harbor. All kinds of restaurants up and down the river are doing special events and watch parties. So I think it's going to be something that is a great experience in downtown Cleveland, a great opportunity for us to come together as a city, as a downtown, and as a region to celebrate. You can find out about all the details by visiting us at downtowncleveland.com.
Michael Diemer with the Downtown Cleveland Alliance.